I could always trim the video. Fine. McDonald!
Coming.
Okay, so, good morning. We spoke very briefly last time that the goal of this little get-together is to enhance our tefillah, get a little bit better at it, and hopefully have our tefillahs to be a little bit more successful. We spoke about how that we don't want to have our tefillahs keva, our tefillahs set, right? Where we're just saying the same things and we're not able to be mechadesh something. I wanted to say that pshat, and that's a gemara, I wanted to say pshat and to be mechadesh something was to be able to look at the psukim and kind of make it a little bit more personal, right? Say something different, say something that's unique to you. And we quoted a gra who talks about, imagine this, Shula, right? If you know, if I tell you a joke that you've heard before, a lot of times it's very easy for you just to kind of stop me in the middle and say, oh, I know that joke, and you share the punchline. I don't get my, you know, geschmack from it, or a piece of news. Oh, so yeah, I heard that, I saw that, you know, status as well. So if we don't be mechadish something, if we don't say something new in our tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be like, I heard that tefillah also. You know, why should I listen? So I thought maybe we could say to be mechadish something. But let's get into tefillah just a little bit. We're going to go into the first pasuk of the Hallelukas, the first one. But first, I want to talk about the entirety of davening is a lot of praise to God, right? We say he's the Matir Asurim, the Zokef Kafufim, he's the Mechaya Mason, he counts the stars, and he's great, and he's Hoyt V'Hadr, all these different types of praise. And a very, you know, classic question is, why do we have to say all these praises? Hashem doesn't need it from us, right? Hashem doesn't need us to, you know, boost his ego. So what's the point of all this praise, right? As the pasuk in the before Shemoneh Esrei says, "Ufi agit tehila secha," so that I could say your praise. What's the point? Why do we need to compliment HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know, like, we're complimenting HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind of like a homeless person telling you, "Oh wow, you're so great." Like if the person is mamish a lowlife and he compliments you, it doesn't mean much to you. You know, if a respected person, if Donald Trump compliments you, then wow, that feels good because Donald Trump's a very highly respected person. So compare us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's our praise to him? So there's two basic points here. There's two basic goals or outcomes, the fact that we praise him if we pay attention. The first is, through this great amount of praise, we kind of start to understand who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Right? We can actually be like, oh, he's the Mechayim Mason. Oh, he actually is the Mashiach Ruach Mordei Geshem. Oh, he's the Reifei Chaylim. He's the Baruch, right? He's the one who provides all the Parnassa, right? He's the one who the winds and the stars and the skies all say, like all these different things, interesting things, if we take the time to pay attention and notice it, what does that do between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It automatically connects us to him. And if we connect to him, if our relationship strengthens, that gives us zechusim there in that moment to get what we want, right? When you ask someone for something, first you try to, you know, I don't want to use the word flatter him really, but we're not flattering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not the goal. We're not flattering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore he gives us. But it's when you talk to someone and you focus on what their capabilities are, what their abilities are, who they are, you get to know the person, right? I'm not going to ask you for a favor before I kind of get to know you, before I start building a relationship. If you're a stranger to me and I ask you for a favor, you're probably not very inclined to acquiesce, right? But if we start building a relationship, you get to know me, I tell you a little bit about myself, you tell me about yourself, and then our relationship forms, then you want to, you know, fulfill my request and you want to do something for me because we have that relationship. So when we are constantly praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realizing who he is, then we start building that relationship, and in that chus of that connection, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us what we want. Additionally, even beyond that, take a step further, right? We say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Roifei Chalei Amo Yisrael, and we stop and we go, he's the one who's being, he's, you know, giving a refuah to everyone. He's the one who's listening to our tefillahs. He's the one who is protecting us. He's the one who's giving us parnasa. All these different things. He's the Zoykei Kufufim. He's the one who's Mechim Asadei Gavar, gives us shoes. All these different things. It grows our bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch. We realize this person who I'm davening to is capable of all these different amazing, beautiful, and fantastic things that I can't do. And through that, when we realize, you know, and we're going to go into the Halalukas, right? Let's just bring another example, right? Let's just say, right, Teitze Rucho Yoshev Lamdasei. Okay, that's not a great one. Pagech Ivrim, right? Gives the eyes. Zoykev Kufufim. Hashem Oyev Tzadikim. Shoymer is Gerim, right? Yoid, Yosem Vamon Yoidin. All these different things that Kadosh Baruch Hu does, all these abilities, then, ooh, if you take the time and notice and think about it, your bitachon strengthens. And in the zchus of that bitachon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you what you want, right? When we say someone's sick or someone needs a shidduch, what do we always do? What do we open? What do we start saying whenever there's a tzara? Tehillim, right? We start saying Tehillim. Well, if you open up Tehillim, it's not like full of words of like, please find me my wife and please send me a shidduch. It's not full of words that say, you know, please heal my brother or my friend. It's not words of please convince, you know, my business partner to agree to the new proposal. What is it? It's, you know, right? It's lift up your eyes and see. It's words of bitachon. It's words of strengthening our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it's all about. That's the point. That's why we open up these words. That's why we say so much praise, in order to strengthen our bitachon. And if we strengthen our bitachon through these words, our spiritual stature raises, because we have a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that gives us, you know, zechusim to get what we want. And as well, we grow in our bitachon, which also is a, you know, a vestibule, fancy word over there, a means of getting what we want. When we have bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we have that in our heart, that Hashem is so kind that He's going to, and fully capable, He's going to do this for me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, we have extra, you know, money in our banks, extra cards to pull in order to get what we want. So all this praise that you're like, oh my God, well, I have to say this whole Pesuk de Zimmer every single day. Well, it could be very annoying, time-consuming, and repetitive. But if you're focusing on the words and you're growing in your bitachon, boom, your tefillah just got that much more successful. Your tefillah just got that much of a bigger chance of answering, because you're growing your connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and you're growing in your bitachon. So now, let's go into the first pasuk of the first Halukah, Kapitel Kuf Mem Vav. All right, let me turn my pages over here. And again, the point of what we're going to be doing in these psukim is twofold. One, to make tefillah a little bit more meaningful, understand what we're talking about, so that we can grow in our bitachon, and also just to make it a little bit more, you know, tolerable. I don't know if you could use that word. To be able to make a little bit more personal and feel connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the first one, Kuf Mem Vav, right? We say Hallelujah, Halli Nashi Es Adonai, right? David HaMelech, the Malbim writes, is telling himself kind of like a pump up. Like, you know, sometimes you before a game you go, I got this. You picture the ball going in, the ball will go in, right? So the Malbim writes, Hallelujah, Halli Nashi Es Hashem. We just finished Ashrei, which is talking about all the, in general, things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, right? Which, you know, is all included in the entire world. Yitzav l'nashrei, he's kind of commanding himself, David HaMelech, shehi tahal etz Hashem b'yuchud mitzad tabasli ha'pratam halav. He's kind of commanding himself, telling him, I'm going to do this. Halli nafshi es Adonai. I am going to thank Hashem, not for the, in general, things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for everyone, but the things that are specifically the pratim, the chesed that He does for me. I am going to thank Him right now. Kind of pumping himself up. You say that word, okay, I want to do this. Ahalla Adonai b'chaye azamra l'lehe ba'oidi. Right? I like to say this. Azamra l'lehe ba'oidi. Oh, singing. What if I don't play an instrument. I don't have a good voice. I can't sing. What is a zamal al haibaoidi? Again, if you look in the Malbim, it's ahalwa Hashem b'chaye. First, what am I saying here? First, ahal Hashem b'chaye. I'm thanking Hashem for my life. A very basic, general idea. I'm alive. I woke up today. Thank you, Hashem. But then, it's not ahalwa. It goes from praise to azamra, to song. And it also goes from yudke vavke to eloitai, to my God, a little bit more personal, right? How many times did you say Elikai in the evening? We always say Elikeinu mostly. Elikai is a very rare word. You're saying, my God, he's here for me. Azamra is also it's a song, you know? It's like when you're super elated, super happy. Like, I know, if I bring my daughter, Ella, you know, if I go and buy her a cupcake or something so simple, and I give her something that's like specifically for her, a lot of times she starts thinking, this is the best day ever. And it's cute, and it's simple, and it's just a cupcake. But to her, I bought this cupcake for her. It's the best day ever. And she breaks out in song. This is the best day ever. That's what she says sometimes. Azamro lelekai bo'edi. What am I doing when I'm singing to Elikai? My God, it's Lashon Kinui, the Malbim writes. A Lashon of like a nickname. Because it's focusing on the Hashkacha Pratis. The specific things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for me. So today, when we say these psukim, Halleluya Halei Nafshi Es Hashem. In general, right? Thank you Hashem for my life. Ahala Adonai Bechaye. And then for the Hashkacha Klolit, for the things that he does for a lot of people. And then, if you could take a moment and pause and think something specifically that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you yesterday, you try to notice a little Hashkacha Pratis in your life, a thank you. Azamra Lelehabodi, you break out in song, because Zemer is above Hillel, is above praise. And Elikai, it's my God, it's specifically for me. It's the Hashkacha Pratis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in my life. Reza Hashem, we'll see you guys Thursday.